are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Hello and welcome back to No Dumb Idea. I'm your host today, Gym Leader Nate, and I am here with my two favorite unwilling contestants who are now subjugated to be on a game show because I'm in charge of the episode today.
Yeah.
We've got a Gibble Dang over here.
Yeah, I'm gonna win this one.
We'll see.
Mm.
And we have Dala.
Hey, I'm gonna middle this one.
We'll also see.
Well, yeah. That might be confirmed too.
That might be confirmed. That has been the pattern of our last games I've hosted.
Almost every game that has been played by on this fucking show.
That's pretty
and somehow
true.
The discussions too, you've won somehow.
Somehow you win the discussions.
The movie reviews.
We're still not sure how we're judging that.
That's, you know, yeah. Just like every good relationship, you gotta win every
yeah,
every discussion.
You're in it to win.
Not even argument, discussion. Win every discussion.
Yeah. Every discussion has a winner and a loser. Yeah. That is correct. If you are ever talking to someone, you have to make sure you come out on top.
Mm-hmm. I love the idea of like someone, they come up to you and they're like, isn't your birthday like in like January? And you're like, it is, but you're just like, well, no, like, actually.
You wish you knew when my birthday was.
Yeah.
You walk away.
Calendars are kind of outdated.
Take control.
Yeah. Just like,
it's not really in January. I guess you can say it's in January, but it isn't really
ish.
In January.
Yeah.
Just be like, if you're
like nonchalant-ish.
Yeah, yeah, using the Caesar calendar, I guess it would be technically.
Alrighty, Oprah, what are we doing? What's our game show?
So, actually, what are we doing?
Here's the thing. Speaking of birthdays, I recently had one of them, and
yum. Did you get anything fun for your birthday? Just kidding.
Yeah. In fact, what I got was some new subscriptions and shows I've been watching. I've been absorbing new media. I've been learning new things. Mm-hmm. And there's just so many types of games to play.
Mm-hmm.
And so much more rigmarole to put both of you through. That I was excited to bring some more to the table.
Rigamortis.
Yeah, I found some more mud to drag you through, you know?
Ooh, to just dump the mud.
A new obstacle course to run you through. So what we are doing today is a totally original, never-before-seen game. Irony. No, so called Dumb Actually.
Ooh,
so
it's like
Dumb
Love
Actually.
Actually.
Yeah,
that's what
except
it's based
not.
Off of, right?
So this is very similar to a popular show concept that some people have heard of. Called Actually.
Ooh,
and the idea here is we're gonna dumb actually this game by correcting certain statements based off of popular nerd media that we talk about all the time. These are gonna be topics that come up frequently for us. So you'd think we would have some deep knowledge about them and be able to spot flaws in the facts that are presented, but who knows? Maybe we're not as dedicated of fans as we think. Only one way to tell, really. So, go ahead.
I was gonna say, did you actually get Dropout for your birthday? the subscription, or
I did. Yeah, yeah. I got a subscription to Dropout. So, I've been literally I have been binge watching all of their content and just like.
I need to like actually just do it, yeah. Because I watch all their stuff on YouTube, but it's like so much later. But yeah,
I like feel like it's cheap because my sister got it for me, and she was like, "What do you want for your birthday?" And I was like, "Oh, she suggested this, actually." And I was like, "That's an amazing idea. Yes, I absolutely want that." And she got it, and then like 12 hours later, she messaged me again. She was like, "Hey, do you want something else?" I was like, "Okay." And so she got something else for me too. And I think she like didn't expect Dropout to be so cheap.
Gotcha. So for like a year or for like month? Like,
yeah,
like
she bought it for a year. She got me a year, like subscription.
Damn, nice. I'm down to check some out at some point too. We should binge them together or something. I love me some actually game changers based on what
It's oh my god, it's phenomenal. And the ones that I haven't seen and I only now discovering, it just gets better and better. Smarty Pants, killer. So good.
Which one's that one?
That's where they like give like fake presentations.
Oh, I've seen the clips of that. I love the
honestly so good. That's one good of my ones. Favorites. Yeah. One of my favorites so far, wrestling is drag.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw
professional wrestling is drag.
Drag. Yeah, it's like drama. And it's true. It's like, yeah.
It's literally gender performance. Just
pretty much
the other way. Yeah, it's so masculine funny. Gender performance. So,
Anyways.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, I'm sure there exists, but I need to see if there's drag wrestling now.
Dressling?
Like probably.
Dressling. I'm sure it does exist.
Combative listeners, drag?
Listeners, send me, email us at nodumbidea@gmail.com if you know of any wrestling shows you can check out.
All right. So without further ado, we are playing Dumb Actually. The way this game works is I'm going to be reading statements to you about these franchises. You are going to have to give a little dumb in order to buzz in, and then you'll have to say dumb actually. And when you say actually, you can state what is wrong with the statement. Cool. You have to make sure that you say dumb actually. If you do not,
your response,
your response will not count.
It's like Jeopardy, where I'm actually
like Jeopardy in the form of a question. Yeah. So without further ado, let us
Joker or doo-doo
begin.
Ooh, Joker or doo-doo.
All right. Our first statement brings us to Lord of the Rings. In The Lord of the Rings, Bilbo and Frodo come from the Baggins family. Baggins being a hobbit word that means
dumb.
Gathering.
I'm going to dumb in.
All right.
Also, Dala? Can we dumb in before you finish, or can we do it the way?
That's correct. You can dumb in at any time.
We can dumb in. Okay. I'm going to say dumb, actually. The word hobbit doesn't mean gathering.
What? That is basically true. Could you be a little bit more specific?
Well, the word hobbit doesn't mean gathering, but the word Baggins.
No, Dala is closer, so I'm going to go ahead and give the point to Dala.
That's not what I'm saying. You said the wrong word is what I'm saying.
What did he
say? Hobbit doesn't mean gathering. Yeah, it doesn't. That's not what it's asking.
My brain auto-filled it. My brain auto-filled it.
It's my bad.
Then you know what?
It's a practice one.
This is about being pedantic, so that you don't get the point.
Okay.
Straight up.
Dumb.
You're absolutely right.
Can I dumb in again?
Sure.
Baggins doesn't mean gathering. dumb actually, Baggins does not mean gathering.
There we go.
I've
corrected myself.
So I'm going to take it back. I'm not going to be giving you the point because this is not technically what is wrong here. What is wrong here is that Baggins is the Western name for those hobbits. Their hobbit word name is Labingi.
Mario and Labingi.
It's the Super Labingi Bros.
They use Baggins when conversing with people's from
outside of the Shire.
Outside of the Shire. And therefore, since this is all canonically the story that's told by Bilbo and written down and finished by Frodo, when it's written down, it's written in a way that everybody can read, so it's written in their more accessible names, even though their technical hobbit name is Labingi.
Yeah, that's right. Makes sense. That's cool that they do that too, specific. I guess. Like some countries do that in real life, so.
Mm-hmm. Always remember, J.R.R. Tolkien was a linguist who wrote books to his languages into.
Fair.
All right.
Loving you.
So, next.
That was a good warm-up. That was a good warm-up one.
It sounds like something a minion would say.
Ooh, Lavingi. Ooh, Lavingi. Lavingi.
Lavingi papaya.
They'd be like, Mario Lavingi.
Yeah.
All right, so our next question is going to bring us to Resident Evil.
Ooh.
So, in Resident Evil, the Special Tactics and Rescue Squad, or STARS, is a special ops group split into two teams, Alpha and Bravo. Their members include important characters such as Chris Redford and Albert Wesker.
I'm gonna dumb in. I think I might have a guess.
Dala?
Dumb, actually. I don't think Alpha and Bravo are the team names.
That is incorrect. Those are rather they are the correct. Actual. Those are the actual team names.
Dumb, actually. Yeah, I am incorrect.
Gibbledag?
Actually, I think I have another.
Dumb, actually.
Let's see what Gibbledag says. Yeah.
I don't think it's Special Tactics and Rescue Squad.
That's what I was wondering too, but that's not my guess currently.
Okay. I will say you've clued into what is wrong. But something is wrong there.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna, since you said you don't think that's correct, I'm gonna give you a point unless Dala, you can tell me exactly what's incorrect about it.
It's the R. I think the R is not correct. But I'm trying to think of what it would be.
Raccoon.
Yeah, and Raccoon Squad.
Gibbledang, do you have a do you wanna have a specific guess?
I'm still thinking.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of
All right, so either way, Dala is not correct, and Gibbledang pointed out what was wrong, so I'm going to give this point to Gibbledang. It is the Special Tactics and Rescue Service, not Squad.
Okay.
It's the service.
That was my second guess. So that puts
Gibbledang at 1 point here. All right, so our next question, moving right along, brings us to Batman.
Ooh.
Before he became the Caped Crusader we know and love, Batman had an entirely different design. Originally, he was going to have no cowl, just blonde hair and an eye mask.
Dumb, actually.
It's a dumb
I got Dala first. Yeah, Dala dumbed in. Yep.
It's not yellow. I think it was red spandex. Dumb, actually. It was red spandex, not yellow
good
spandex.
Good catch, good catch.
I will
accept the retroactive before you're done speaking.
I didn't finish speaking. Holy shit.
Ooh. Yeah. And that is correct. The spandex were indeed red and not yellow.
Yellow. Did you finish it though, for listeners? Or?
No.
When I...
Yeah.
What?
I mean, Dala...
Did you finish the statement for the listeners at least, though, or nah?
Dala, like you say all the time... We did dumb. Like you say all the time behind the scenes, fuck the listeners.
Yeah, true. Fuck them.
Exactly.
At us. At us.
That's true. Actually, let me go ahead and just the full one at the end was originally he was going to have no cowl, just blonde hair, an eye mask to go with his yellow spandex and mechanical bat wings. So he did originally have mechanical bat wings, but his spandex were red.
Yeah,
and he was just a blonde man.
It's just a blonde man. Just like, a blonde
like,
bloke.
When it the art of him like jumping into the rescue, that's literally what all I could see was just like, I'm some guy.
I'd love like,
who is that blonde man?
Yeah, you know, in the Dark Knight
in a mask.
And all those, he always has those moments where he's like, excuse me, I gotta slip away. And imagine if he just walks away and just comes out, but with just the domino mask on.
That's like, the only difference.
And they're like, "Who is he?" But I mean, it works for Clark Kent.
Like I'm thinking of remember in The Dark Knight when the Joker shows up, and he's like drinking the wine and terrorizing everyone in like the penthouse or whatever, and Bruce Wayne's there, but he slips into a panic room, and fucking, just after that, just he comes back out.
just like in the domino mat, red shirt. Yeah. I also love the idea of Bruce Wayne ever wears a red shirt. People are like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's weird.
This is way too, like...
Put on these glasses real quick, or put on this domino mask that I carry around real quick.
Put on these
His hair is actually wings. Black, but he wears, like, a blonde wig when he fights crime.
Ooh. See, that would be, like, the question, and that's kind of makes more sense, at
least. He should be bald.
Ooh.
And he wears different wigs every night.
I agree. Every hero should be bald.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's a source of power. So, all right. So, both of you are at one and a big beard. Yep.
A big bushy beard.
We're going to be moving on to something I have specifically talked about before.
Magic the Gathering.
See if we've listened. We're going to see if you guys remember.
It's about Gym Leader Nate's personal life.
Dune.
Jeffrey Reddick wrote a script that was originally pitched as an X-Files episode involving seeing one's own death and avoiding it. Getting greenlit, that was really hard because it was...
I didn't say
like,
anything.
The exact same time. Oh, I heard it twice.
I was like, what?
That has got to be Dala, and my audio just echoed.
I was still reading.
Good, my audio just echoed. So, Dala.
I should have taken it, though. Damn it.
Dumb, actually. It wasn't written by Jeffrey Riddick.
It was written by Jeffrey Riddick.
The Chronicles of Riddick.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say that's yeah. Vin Diesel's name. The hell?
So Jeffrey Riddick wrote a script that was originally pitched as an X-Files episode involving seeing one's own death and avoiding it. After not getting greenlit, this script went on to be the framework for the movie Final Destination.
Can I dumb in again, or do I have to...
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait my turn. All right. Dumb, actually. I don't think it wasn't not greenlit. Maybe it was just expanded into the movie. As like
that is correct. It did get greenlit and approved, but never got shot when they went to production. Episode title was originally Flight 180.
Huh.
Is that the flight in the actual movie Final Destination 2?
I believe it is, yes. I believe that is also the actual
flight. The crazy thing is
nice reference.
That's one of the flights that hit the towers.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the whole thing?
It's one of them.
Yeah.
I thought it was Flight 69. Sorry.
There was someone on it, and the other one was 420.
Yeah, it was Flight 69, exactly. Flight 420, and then Flight 180.
Yeah, 180 was up there. They were like, this one's a reference.
That one was flying backwards.
No, that was the one that crash landed in the cornfield.
There was one survivor.
Yeah. I thought that was 81.
Well, that was the one person that survived. Because it's named after how many people are in the plane.
Mm-hmm. And how old they were. And he was an 81-year-old.
I see.
Damn, you survived.
And he single-handedly took down the terrorists.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so our next question. What the fuck was that? This is now, it's now 2-1 with Dala in the lead, I believe. So we're going to go to a Predator question. In Predator, some of the most memorable shots are when seeing from the Predator's POV. According to scientists, the Predator's thermal vision when hunting is very similar to how an owl sees its prey.
Dumb, actually. Owls don't see their prey in thermal vision.
That is correct. According to scientists, this is how a snake would see its prey. I was actually going to say a snake,
too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was wondering.
Good job.
Yeah.
Snake! Nice.
Snake. Yeah, this is how Solid Snake from Metal Gear Solid would see his prey.
Actually, I think there is night vision, at least, in some of them.
Yeah, that's more Splinter Cell vibes. Anyways. all right, so next one. We're going to go to a question about the Evil Dead. Something I think you might have heard of.
Probably not. I've heard of Drag Me to Hell.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell were desperate for funding to make the Evil Dead. They even resorted to asking all of their family members for funding. Campbell's dad is listed as a producer in honor of his house being used as collateral. Gibbledang?
I don't think his dad had anything to do with it.
That is correct. Bruce is the listed producer for using some of his family's property, in quotes.
Oh, nice. Nice. For the house.
For the titular evil dad.
They had, looks like they had extra properties that they used as collateral for loans for this movie.
Hmm. For the first one, I assume, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Because that one took like a year or some shit, I remember hearing.
Yeah.
To make.
I remember they went. They had to make the original, like, no, I'll get into it later.
I'll wait for the Evil Dead episode.
We'll wait for the Evil Dead episode, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Stay tuned.
Next is going to be about Star Wars. Gotta have a Star Wars question in here, right? I mean, what are we?
Yeah.
All right.
Hopefully it's about Zabulba.
Star Wars? Swords? I love me some swords.
Storage Wars.
Storage Wars, all right, I gotcha.
Stars, it's just stars, I guess.
God damn it. Yeah.
During the preview screening of The Empire Strikes Back, most of the cast and crew were shocked to learn of Luke's parentage. In fact, the only people other than George Lucas to know ahead of time were Mark Hamill, James Earl Jones, the voice of Darth Vader. Yes, Stella?
I'm gonna dumb, actually. One of those people was not aware, and I'm going to say it was David Prowse.
That is correct. For our listeners, the end of that question was, the only people other than George Lucas to know ahead of time were Mark Hamill, James Earl Jones, the voice of Vader, and David Prowse, the man inside Vader's suit. And that is correct, because Prowse didn't know. At the time of filming, his line was, "Obi-Wan killed your father." And George whispered the real line into Mark Hamill's ear.
Mm-hmm. He was like, "No,
no."
He makes that weird face, where he looks like a little rat man.
Earlier, when you said,
but it's David, like "I love him."
When you said he was like in the Darth Vader suit, I was like, I imagine like a guy like stow away in Darth Vader's suit, like in the back.
He's the little just man like, hiding in his chest plate. When he opens it up, he's like.
I didn't know.
It's his version of Salacious Crumb.
Yeah. Basically.
It hides in that little like chest square that he has with all the buttons.
Yeah.
It's actually he just opens it up.
That's Anakin.
Yeah. Ooh, it's like a mech kinda.
Anakin's the little gremlin inside his chest.
Yeah, that was all that was left of him.
Go grab me those chips. He opens up the chest plate.
They like that. Pours them in. like feeding the fish, like
That's how Darth Vader eats. Right. That's why you never see him eat, because it's really
true.
Because he has canon. To keep the alien trapped in there to protect it, because the alien has to run out.
It's vulnerable.
It has to run out and get the food, and then come back in and put the food in directly into the organs. Yeah.
Yeah, and like chew it like for him.
Oh, it's like Babu Frick. It's like
it looks like a little Babu Frick. It's like. All right, so both of you guys are tied 3-3. Let's go to our next question, which is going to be about Daredevil.
Ooh.
As an example of his mental prowess and diligence, Matt Murdock, aka Daredevil, attended Harvard Law School. Where he met Gibble Dang.
He didn't go to Harvard.
That is essentially correct.
Can I dumb actually instill
it? There is some specificity missing. I'm going to read the rest of the thing real quick. He attended Harvard Law School, and this is where he met his future love interest and even won a prestigious case while still an intern. So, yeah, Dala.
I'm going to guess that he did go to Harvard, but he didn't win the prestigious case because he like dropped out immediately or wasn't there the whole time.
I'm going to give it to Gibble Dang.
Damn. Okay.
So the real answer is this is not describing Daredevil.
Oh, it's Foggy Nelson?
This is Elle Woods from Legally Blonde.
Nice. All right.
So
you didn't say he was sassy. What the hell?
Matt Murdock did go to Columbia Law.
Okay.
So I'm going to give that point to Gibble Dang because that is correct. that he did not go to Harvard. But fair. By saying it's like when you point out that is just the thing that's wrong, it's assuming that the other stuff is true, and that other stuff is just all Elwood's.
Yeah, gotcha.
I'm pretty sure
he's gotta say he's sassy. True. No, I'm sure. Yeah, that's why I'm like, I'm sure he's won a case if he was in it.
I needed to mention wearing pink, and then it really would have got you. Mm.
Well, pink.
Well, no, then sure it was Daredevil. His yellow suit got like a red sock in it when he was doing laundry. Wow. And he was like, you know what? Maybe I should just like full force into red. You know,
I would even say that his regular, you know, suit is just dark pink.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
We could go as far. Yeah, it's absolutely
really.
Is there a crossover between Legally Blonde and Legally Blind? Maybe.
It's like, ooh, that'd be good.
Legally Blonde versus Legally Blind, aka Daredevil. I mean,
that would be pretty good. That'd be pretty funny. Not gonna lie. All right, give a legs ahead by one. We're gonna go to a question about Aragorn.
Oh God!
You're both equally as unqualified.
Hey, I did read them once in like fucking elementary school, so we'll see. Maybe I subconsciously really deep down in there.
Or maybe you could just sense with your knowledge of how lore works in general, how people build lore, maybe you'll know what's wrong.
Yeah.
All right. In Christopher Paolini's book, Aragorn, dragon riders are a formidable few. When bonded with a dragon, a human rider will experience extended life, greater strength, and an easier time using and controlling magic.
Dumb.
Gibbling?
Dumb, actually. I don't think they can use or control magic. Bomb joke, whatever. All right.
Do both of those. Bonding with a dragon immediately unlocks the magic potential of whoever bonds with them.
I'm going to dumb in. And dumb, actually, that's the premise of the whole series and not just the book Aragorn. I don't know what the book series is called, but I know they're not all called Aragorn.
It is the inheritance cycle, but for this intensive purpose, we're starting with just first book.
On a technicality, I'm gonna pull a Brent. Get in the comments. Get in the comments.
Dumb, actually.
Yeah, give a thing.
I think Aragorn has two A's in it. I think it's A R A G O N.
I appreciate that. Totally, I appreciate it because I should have done shit like that. But,
you should have.
No, unfortunately, that's not it. So I'm gonna call this one. So the correct answer is that.
Wait.
They don't get any stronger.
I don't know if I would have got that.
They do not experience any increase in strength just from being bonded with a dragon.
So do they become more resilient people?
No, not really.
Wow. You liar.
So they're better at magic and
I mean, they're stronger at doing stuff when the dragon kind of like channels their energy through
them.
When
the dragon does it.
It's not really
them
doing it. They're getting it all from the dragon.
Yeah. I'm stronger when my fucking bodybuilding friend does shit for me, you know?
Like, quite literally, yes.
I'm stronger.
I'm the strongest dragon who's 1,000 feet tall right next to them.
Greg, okay. Help me out here. Help me out, Greg. Yo, Greg, hurry up.
Alright, next one is going to be about God of War.
Ew.
In God of War, the 2018 version, flashbacks tell us that Kratos met a human woman. After her tragic death, he decides to stay and raise his son, Atreus. Unfortunately, the Norse god Thor comes knocking and brings a whole new list of adversaries and problems to the God of War's doorstep. I think I heard Gibbledang just like a hair just before.
A hair. So. That's fine. That's
that
fine.
Was hard.
Hair. It
that
was like
hard.
Two or three hairs, honestly, in my opinion.
Yeah, but really short hairs, in my opinion.
But I don't think it's Thor that comes knocking. I think it's someone else that comes knocking.
Yeah. Do you have any specific guesses as to who?
Is it Loki? No, it might not be Loki.
Can I steal?
It's going to be someone like fucking... It's going to be like Fenrir or some shit. What's Thor's brother's name? Starts with a B. It's not Balrog. It's not Baldur. Balder. Is it Balder? Yeah, Balder.
All right. Well, can I steal? You got there... Oh, I'm going to say no because he got there eventually and he settled on the correct one. So
I got it right.
luckily, I let you get there. I let you follow the train. So it is bullshit.
Whoa.
Actually, Baldur is the one who comes knocking.
Does he actually knock? Does he knock?
Not quite, no. But
then technicality. No, I'm just kidding.
This one's fun because I'm going to go back real quick. Can anybody point out the second thing that's wrong for a pedantic super point? The super point will be worth 2.
He was still... Oh, dumb.
It's not a... Well, yeah, do we have to dumb in?
Dumb. Dumb, actually.
You always got a dumb in. You always got a dumb in.
Dumb. Dumb, actually. Thing? He... After her tragic death, he decides to stay and raise his son. I think he was always there to raise his son, wasn't he?
This is more like a timeline thing, not really like he decided afterwards, so I'm not going to accept that.
I dumbed in. Actually, I think God of War, didn't it come out in 2016?
That's what I was thinking, too.
No, it is 2018.
Oh, it was 2018. Okay.
I was going to say that, too. Flashbacks.
All right, so the super point would have been for the fact that technically, even though he thought she was a human woman, when he... knew her and married her. His wife, Faye, was actually Lao Faye, the queen of the ice giants.
That's so funny. I was actually thinking of that before I said the year, but I was like, oh, wait, no, I think the year's wrong. Fuck me. Fuck myself.
It's all good. All right, we're going to move on to a D&D good. Question. Gibblebang is at 5, Dala still at 3.
Okay.
Clerics of Lathander channel his powers as the god of illusion. Their abilities are some of the best for clerics who want to focus on support.
Dumb.
I heard Dala first on that one.
Dumb, actually. Sorry. I'm going to say dumb, actually. It's not the best for clerics. It's maybe a different class.
That is not what I'm looking for.
Damn.
Not what I'm looking for.
Dumb.
Gibbledang?
Dumb, actually. He's not the god of illusion.
That is correct. Lathander is the god of light and life. That's why his clerics are very good at healing. Great abuse.
Ooh, the L's and L's.
Mm-hmm.
So that is another point for Gibbledang, bringing you to 6. 6-3. Gibbledang's running away with it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But...
good job.
But there's a special challenge at the end that always can even things out.
Yeah, true. No, I said I'm going to get the medalist.
You're good. You did.
I'm there.
You know what?
You
that's
are
exactly true. Yeah, true. You did I say am, you I were going
to
get
to be
the
fair,
medalist.
There's only 2 of us, so it's like, how could I?
I just realized it's only been 30-something 30 minutes. And I have gone through these a lot faster than I thought I would.
How many more do we have, roughly?
A few, but like not a lot.
Yeah, 2 more.
But
yeah, we'll just take extra long.
Sorry, we could talk about the Pokemon leak after this, because I'm reading more about it, and it's fucking weird.
Nice. Okay, absolutely. Nice. I'm down for that.
Check in about weeks. Since last
time. Yeah, exactly. I will say also the last question should take a little bit longer, so that'll
do that too.
Alright, so next. In Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Raphael briefly left the group for a few comic issues. During this time, he joined the Mutants of Might to fight intergalactic villains. Dala?
I'm gonna say it's not the Mutants of Might. Or no, actually, dumb actually. I'm going to say they're not intergalactic villains, but...
All right, that is not what I'm looking for, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Damn.
Gibbledang?
It wasn't Raphael.
That's incorrect. It was Raphael. Raphael was the one who left.
Yeah, he does that all
and
the time, too.
Any other guesses?
Dumb. Dumb with my original guess of dumb. Actually, it's not the Mutants of Might. It's something
else. You are on the right track. What is it? What is the other? What is the else?
I should get the point. Let me see.
I mean, you will. You will. But I'm gonna have you do the specifics to see if. Yeah.
Mutants of Right. I don't know. some mutants of right.
Mutants of right.
Yeah. Right. The end is it's upside down.
And it's supposed to yeah, there wrong. It is. Mutants of white?
Of white. Well, it doesn't
The mutants of white?
The mutants
Of white.
Unfortunately, this is not correct. So let's go on to the next one. I'll show you here. Actually, he joined the Mighty Mutanimals.
Mutanimals?
The okay. Mighty
What's Mutanimals. In there? Do you know? Do you know what other mutant animals are?
I don't.
let's make our own. Right. There's a cow.
Ooh, there's I wish a I could tell you. Hold on, let me see real quick.
There's gonna be a
I have to be my own fact checker here. There's definitely a crocodile, a lizard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's like a Cajun crocodile.
Is it actually Leatherhead or is it like is that from the cartoons? I
wonder. He's from the Outback.
Good eye, mate.
Good eye.
I don't know if this. I think there's a different turtle who's a snapping turtle.
Oh,
yeah. Or something that's,
like he's got like spiky teeth.
I think his name's Spike actually.
That makes sense. And there's a monkey.
Actually? Oh, monkey. What the fuck? Okay.
And a bird man?
A monkey? Also what a bird the person? Fuck?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just like, I wonder. Bird, I was thinking of Toka and Rezar, but maybe it's the not parrot that.
Person's or, like, reference awful. To
I think.
Yeah, there's also apparently a crab person.
Oh, ew. That one sounds actually kind of gross.
I implore you to look at pictures of them. They look so weird.
Yeah, I'm just thinking like a human-sized person, but they're like they have like an exoskeleton. Sounds gross. I don't know. I don't like it.
Oh no! It was more like they were like it looks like they were like 2 foot tall, and like more like a more. They looked like the little crab main character from that new Dark Souls with a crab main with a crab in it.
Yeah,
another crab's shell. But yeah, people just call it crab souls. The same way people call Black Myth Wukong monkey souls.
Yeah.
All right. So our next question, I think, is going to be one that I don't think you both are super familiar with. But let's see. Let's see what you can dredge up.
It's about
up in
like
your
one of us particularly. Dollars. It's about like
in your high school. What was served in the cafeteria?
What are you, Nardwar?
Honestly, that's gonna be my next. That's gonna How'd be my know? Next one.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh God!
All right. In Yu-Gi-Oh, even though Yugi is a master duelist, he isn't undefeated. It isn't until Yu-Gi-Oh GX that we finally get an undefeated duelist, Jaden Yuki. Gibbledang.
Dumb. Actually, he isn't a master duelist.
It's more of just like a colloquial title, not an official title. So I would say that's I'm not gonna accept that.
I'm gonna dumb in, and I don't think this is what you're looking for, but I'm like, I feel like this is a technicality. Actually, is Yugi isn't the master duelist? It would be Yu-Gi-Oh is the master duelist, as he's.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I believe you're referring to Yami Yugi.
Yeah, yeah, Yami Yugi. Sorry, yeah.
Otherwise known as Pharaoh.
He becomes Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh for short. You know, we're on the first name basis kind of thing. Just
no, that is not. Yugi is the one who technically wins, even though he is possessed by another spirit.
God, I love that. I would love, like, if I could cheat that way. I won. Yeah, I just have, like, a fucking genie come.
That's not even the extent of his cheating. He literally uses his device to rearrange the order of the cards in his deck whenever he needs something to come up to the top. That's what the Millennium Puzzle does. He just doesn't find that out until later.
Until, like, much later.
Yeah, he finds out that that's how he won.
I'm going to dumb in again. I'm going to dumb in and say, dumb, actually, it's not Yu-Gi-Oh! GX. It's a different one.
I'm gonna say it's true, but not really what we're looking for.
No, okay.
Dumb.
Gibbledang?
Dumb, actually. I'm not... Jaden Yuki isn't undefeated. He's strictly defeated.
Defeated? That's probably it.
That is so you started correct. He isn't undefeated. That is true. He's not strictly defeated. He did win a lot of his duels, he's like largely most of them.
Oh, but he definitely lost to Yugi. Or
so okay. I'm gonna call it.
We'll be right back.
You were close though. you were close though. There
sound like you're gonna cut to break.
All right, we're
yeah, no, we should
a commercial.
Let's go to a commercial break.
All right. So the actual reality of this is that there was somebody who had zero losses. Technically, mm-hmm. they had three draws in matches that didn't finish, but zero losses. And this person is Taya Gardner. Taya Gardner, the female lead of the Compatriots of Four in the first season, never lost on the show.
We should have followed her. Damn, women really do get the short end of the stick.
Right? Everybody else, Joey, Tristan, literally Yugi himself, losers. Taya Gardner, don't think so.
I don't even know if she ever get her own episode? Because I know Joey's gotten some major play, you know?
Well, there was a few episodes for that she was a main character of, when she faced off against My Valentine.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Because it was oh god, all the boys can't beat her. Oh god, we can't do it. She's too hot.
I can't remember. Wait, no, I think it was literally she was just mad. She was just mad that all the boys were sexist. Whoa, look at my Valentine. Awooga, And she's okay, I'm gonna beat this bitch right now.
she's started pulling her hair, turns into an actual street fight.
she just started going in on her. Even with the Harpy Lady, she still didn't lose to my Valentine.
Mm-hmm. So. Man, I used to fucking love Yu-Gi-Oh, but then they got on motorcycles, and I was like, this is ridiculous. it's cool, but it's ridiculous.
I just love that that's a sentence. That makes perfect sense.
That's true.
It's God, I loved this show about a card game, but when they started racing motorcycles, did I just...
While playing?
I tuned right out.
I will say, I always wanted the one that you wear on your wrist. The
dual disc. I did. I had one of those. I used to have one of those. I miss them.
Nice. That's cool.
I've thought about buying another one.
I've seen people do watches nowadays. Yeah, I've seen mm-hmm. little watch ones that I'm like, that'd be kind of cool and kind of somewhat closer to appropriate.
I've seen people convert the real size plastic ones that are the full size on their arm into mm-hmm. like a smartwatch too, so that it's mm-hmm. all hooked up to their phone and everything, and it's
it's probably
pretty fire.
That's cool. Little hologram.
That's weird. My PowerPoint says, oh wait, that's not weird. I just realized I had this up prior to starting record. I was like, why does it say 56 minutes on my PowerPoint? Okay.
Shit, there's a bomb in the PowerPoint.
Yeah, there's a bomb in the PowerPoint. God damn.
You gotta get through it quick.
We have come to the final question.
Oh shit.
Okay. Dumb actually.
What's the score breakdown? Sorry.
The score is still 6-3. Gibbledang in the lead.
I thought I got the last one, didn't I?
Oh yeah, so 7. Hold on. Gibbledang had 7. Let me go back and just double check and make sure I'm not missing anything.
I think I got that one.
Kinda. Oh no, you're right. I was supposed to count your mutants of might answer. So it's 7-4. Same distance lead. Yeah. Okay. Our next one. I'm gonna give you guys some time, but I'm gonna be giving you a list of Transformers names. Okay. And you need to identify the Decepticons on this list.
That's not what I thought it was going to be.
So.
And do we still dumb in? Oh, yeah, go on.
You're not going to dumb in. It's just going to be a time. I'm just going to give you I'm just going to put a timer on. And you guys are going to write, just write down what you think the Decepticons are. So that when the timer's up, I can go to you each individually and ask what names you think are Decepticons.
Sure.
You will be getting a point for every name you get correct.
Oh, damn.
So, this could be a time to turn things around. All right.
I like that feedback.
I'm just saying, opportunities.
Oh, I was talking about the Gib, the Gibbledang.
Oh, the Gibbledang feedback. Yeah,
the, yeah, same. The stretch.
All right, so let me go to my stopwatch here. All right, so I'm going to go to the next page, and I'm going to give you guys, let's do 30 seconds that I'm going to cut out in post. All right, here we go.
Sure.
The names we have Cliff Jumper, Starscream, Blue Streak, Bombshell, Brawl, Thunder Cracker, Smokescreen, Skids, Soundwave, Brawn, Broadside, and Bumblebee. All right, so first we are going to go to I'm gonna give Dala the opportunity here to answer first. It doesn't really matter who answers first, anyways. So
Okay.
So Dala, go ahead and tell me who you believe are Decepticons.
Okay. So I have six that I believe are Decepticons.
Okay.
We have Starscream, Bombshell, Soundwave, Smokescreen, Broadside, and I'm going to go with Brawl. That's my guess.
All right. So, all right. I have, let me write this down. I'm not going to reveal how many you got correct yet.
Not yet, yeah. And, all right, now, Gibbledang, right. Your turn. I've revealed them.
Gibbledang, your turn.
Starscream, Thundercracker, Soundwave, I'll also say Broadside and Brawl.
All right. So both of you got three correct, I believe. Let's double check. I'm going to go here to double check our work just to make sure.
Ooh, cute.
So Starscream, Thundercracker, Soundwave, Bombshell, and Brawn were all Decepticons. I believe, Dala, you said Starscream, Soundwave, and Bombshell. Yeah. And Gibbledang, you said Starscream, Thundercracker, and Soundwave.
Yeah.
So both of you got three separately. So nice. That brings Gibbledang to
keep 10 that fucking gap,
and
baby.
Dala to 7. And
we don't Gibbledang believe in braces in this bitch.
Steady gap.
Reigning champion.
No braces in this bitch.
I'm like running my marathon. I've got my fucking, you know. checking my pulse, checking my time.
I run with my stick that is like a few feet away, so I make sure I hold it out to make sure I'm not, you know, too fast, too far back either.
It's giving on your left.
But no, but I don't want to. It's like I'm perfectly aligned, you know. It's no, like those have you ever seen those games where it's like the two people are chained together and like you have to like coordinate your jumps and shit? It's like that, but I'm like, it's a pole, not a chain for us.
Yeah, true. Yeah, even though you're behind, you're still right there with it.
Yeah, I'm still stuck on you.
Yeah, except for those three where you were. So
caught up.
Oh man, well, nice. Oh, thank you guys. Woo! Thank you guys for playing dumb. Actually, this has been fun. I gotta be, you know, this is one of those things where it's just the format was too good for me not to play with because correcting statements is a fun way to do trivia.
I think it's also my favorite trivia show because it's like you don't need to know the trivia, you just need to fucking either get lucky or like kind of realize like what you think is wrong, you know.
That's yes, like everybody regardless has a chance to get something right if you just like pick something and go for it or like try and look for the odd man out. Like there's still things you can do if you don't necessarily know the franchise that got picked.
It's funny. I haven't even really seen a complete episode. But yeah, just this clips. Is really fun. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, honestly, you know, full credit to Mike Trapp and I'm actually at the Dropout team.
And Ifeowata right now, I think, right, has it right now, right?
Yes, I believe so. And so, Ifeowata also is hosting and has won a bunch of times when he was a player. Absolutely. Just, yeah, please check out Dropout.
I do that love when they have... They often have, like, guests of other YouTube shows or other, like, things where you're like, holy shit, it's that guy or it's that... Like, they've had the Janet Varney and, like, some other Avatar.
Yeah, I've seen that, like, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, go check them out. It's cool. They're really doing some great shit over there. Great stuff, not shit.
Yeah, obviously, they don't really need our promotion, but just, like, if you want a vibe for what I like, that's what I... You want just more good entertainment in your life.
true. Good, yeah. But, yeah.
So, about those Pokemon leaks you brought up.
You brought us some leaks real quick.
You know? Yeah, interesting stuff. So,
yeah, I know this.
They got that god hierarchy, and the origin of Pokemon has been revealed. It's so fucking nutty.
Was it supposed to be, or is that, like, some, like, behind-the-scenes stuff?
I mean, it hadn't been.
It's not
been.
Something that was... Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's... I mean, hence the leaks, it's all... This is all private stuff, so I guess...
Shh, no one tell anyone.
Yeah. That's so crazy, though. The lore is such an interesting thing to get leaked, because now there's, like, confirmation of, like, how they view certain things in the universe, which I think is just so funny to me, because, like... It means they're not actually ambiguous. Like, they all the time, you, like, think they leave these things ambiguous on purpose. They're like, no, they have an answer. They're just like, they just think they're so sneaky. Like, ooh, we're not going to reveal it yet.
We're going to let it get leaked in a giant data breach.
Yeah, ooh. Maybe they leaked it.
Yeah, honestly, I was about to say.
They had a leaked Pokemon. Hoax. It was like a... Could be leak shit, like, some leaks that, like, abilities to leak stuff.
But yeah, there's a lot of... A lot of cool betas. There's like concept art and design sheets for every single Pokemon, like all fucking thousand of them or whatever. And they're like really detailed, and they give more context to like the Pokemon. It's just so interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking up the like a mega thread right now on Reddit.
Yeah, there's even there's weird lore, there's weird art, like there's been a couple art pieces that I've seen that look like almost like Monster Hunter yokai-esque, like creepy looking Pokemon. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I've noticed that a lot of these cut Pokemon, it's like it's kind of obvious why they're cut. It's just like you look at them and you're like, vibe-wise, you are all wrong.
Yeah.
Like
like, some of these look like they were in the dryer for a little too long or something.
Yeah. Although, apparently, like, that is, like, what most of their idea, like, the sprites when they're in the idea process look like that, like, all the time. And then they stylize them afterwards. So it's
like... I'm looking at some right now, and there's, like, fucking...
Some of those, like, kind of were the sprites that got stylized.
There's a fucking, like, refrigerator one, like, a washing or a sink one.
Oh my god, yeah, that is a lawnmower. Bidet toilet. I'm pretty sure that's a bidet toilet.
Oh, yeah, okay, that probably is. Yeah.
That can't be a toilet. I think it's a sink.
No.
Look at the tank shape.
It has an arm for like the bidet. Toilet. Yeah, it's a toilet.
Because they have those squirter attachments in Asian countries. That's a real thing.
Plus, like, it has like a power plug, which you wouldn't have that in a sink. But a bidet you would. Maybe. I mean, you really shouldn't, but, you know, if you
really
could.
Oh, I'm telling you, that is not a sink. The shame.
When you said that, I was like, that
also, why is it electric? Sinks are electric. Bidets need electricity. Bidets need electricity.
Ooh, this is a Rick and Morty gif on this fucking post.
Just saying.
Is he in Pokemon?
No, but cool. did you ever play the Rick and Morty Pokemon game?
Oh, no, actually. Or I might have, like, Pocket Morty.
Pocket Morty's. Yeah, that game, that was
I think I played for, like a day or two, and I was like, cool, and then I was like, forgot about it.
Grew out of it. But it's interesting.
Yeah, these are cool.
What a big day.
Yeah, no, I'm liking a lot of these designs. I mean, I'm not too big into Pokemon as much, obviously, but I still like the designs and all that. And it's like interesting to look at.
Apparently Rotom's a portable clothing washer, so he's still a washer. Mm. He's just like a portable washer design that's used in like small houses and apartments.
You perverts.
This one's cool.
Perverts. It still looks like a bidet.
Clean my butt correctly.
Yeah, literally, I'm more cleanly than the average person. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Caring about hygiene makes me a pervert. Honestly, okay, thanks. Get
ever since, put ever that since on I t-shirt. Got a bidet, ever since I got a bidet, I hate using other restrooms that don't.
Bidet, mate.
Bidet to you.
That's just why I pay for a bidet sniper. A man with a water gun to follow me around wherever I go, so that he can just.
See, I thought you were going to say, like, you pay for your own bidet that you just bring around with you everywhere. You're like, hold on, let me hook it up. That's
portable bidet.
I'm a job creator.
Yeah, I know. I love that.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. I love the guy's resume.
I don't believe in giving jobs to robots. I believe in giving them to people. Okay.
Yeah. People, okay.
People.
Hi, I'm gym leader Nate's butt sniper. I'm looking for a new job.
Jim, what are you doing? I told you, get over here. My butt needs sniping.
Get the scope on.
Set it on high.
You know what? Yeah. We should plug that butt.
Pressure.
Yeah.
With some plugs.
Shout out to my butt.
Oh, yeah, shout out to plugs.
I'm gym leader Nate on everything. If you want to follow my butt, my butt's not on there, but like I am. So it's the closest you're going to get.
I'm Gibble Dang. If you want to snipe me in public, don't do that. Just
I was like, whoa.
Instead, just follow me, I guess.
And I'm on the internet, not in public.
Yeah. Agreed. I'm Dolly. You can also follow me on the internet at Instagram at dadolla.art. Just as mentioned, the past few episodes I've been doing some Halloween spooky recommendations, so you know, hit that up if you want that, and then hit up No Dumb Idea on Instagram. Make sure you follow us on YouTube, share all the good things. Oh, and yeah, and email us at No Dumb Idea. Send us any drustling. Again, remember.
Any drustling videos, please.
Yeah, those drustling videos and suggestions for future episodes.
Yeah.
Why don't we get a shout out? You know, first of all, why don't we give a shout out to drustling?
Big shout out to
drustling. Big shout out to
Leeks.
Shout out to Leeks. Call me Farfetch because I'm loving these Leeks.
Okay, that's good.
Shout out to the country Tuvaloo for making tons of money on people buying their domains because they're .tv. Alright.
What is it? Labingity? What is it? Frodo Labingity?
Labingi. Shout out to Labingi.
Mario Labingi.
Yeah. Shout out to the mighty Mutanimals. And one shout out to my boy Lord Sauron. All right.
Sound like a sick ass rap you're about to get into.
Shout out.
Hey, don't make me rap.
Hold me back.
It
rhymes with Sauron. Come on.
Pulls microphone at a freshly sniped asshole. Don't make me rap. Don't make me rap.
Yeah, don't make me here for Stop my it. Man Sauron. No, actually, let's get out. Wait, no.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.